Shall we do a little meditation? I think we've got time, and then then I've got about just a minute or two for concluding things. So let's, if you have your prayer books in front of you, I'm not sure. Yep, we might do some of those prayers. Let's just adjust our posture, physical posture, making sure our spine is straight and our body relaxed. And then adjusting our mental attitude, a mind of altruism, and a mind of going for refuge. With this Mahayana flavor, not just our personal refuge, but going for refuge so that we can become a refuge for others. So, in the space in front of you, imagine that there manifests out of the Dharmakaya a vast jeweled throne. It's at the level of your brow. So this level is just like a middle way so that you don't get distracted or you don't have a sinking mind. So at the level of the brow. And on this really huge jeweled throne are five smaller thrones. And on the central one is Lord Buddha, in essence, your root guru. With a body made of light, golden. And with Buddha Vajradhara in his heart. And on the throne in front of you is your root guru. So Buddha manifesting as your root guru. Young, vibrant. And so Geshe Zopa said, in this case, your root guru is the one that you have the most connection to, the closest connection to, the one you're most involved with at the moment. And so, in this case, with this refuge practice, it'd be Geshe Zopa. And then, surrounding are all the gurus that you have taken teachings from in this life, including the teacher who taught you to read and write. So, all the gurus, worldly and spiritual, those living on cushions and those who've passed away on lotuses. So all the direct gurus are looking at you, and all the rest of this vast merit field are looking at Lord Buddha. So on the throne to the left of the Buddha, Manjushri Buddha and the lineage. On the throne to the right, Maitreya Buddha and the lineage. And behind, Vajradhara Buddha and the lineage. So all of them facing Lord Buddha. And surrounding them, all the Nirmanakaya aspect Buddhas, the 1,000 Buddhas of this eon, the 35 Buddhas, the 8 medicine Buddhas. The Dharma, both the understanding and realizations. Manifesting as texts in front of them all. And surrounding these figures are the Sangha refuge, the eight great bodhisattvas, the solitary realizers with crown pinnacles like the Buddha, the hearers with robes and begging bowls. Around them, the Dakas and Dakinis, representing compassionate activity and wisdom activity in the dancing posture. And surrounding them, all the Dharma protectors, protecting from small, medium, and great scope hindrances. So just like the chandeliers hanging above us, all these beings are right there above our heads. We are amongst it. And below are all the guardians of the four directions, the elementals, the custodians of the land, all the worldly beings. Your guru and the Buddha are looking directly at you, accepting you and caring for you. And everyone else looking at the Buddha like in a sports stadium, made of light, discussing the Dharma, very much alive with the work for sentient beings. All these figures are extremely pleased with you in turning your mind to the Lam Rim. And light and nectar streams from them all, purifying transgressions and unskillful actions and attitudes. So, whatever refuge verse that you've been reciting, it can be the very simple one. I take refuge in the Guru, the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha. Or in the Tibetan, Lama La Kyabsu Chiwo, Sangya La Kyabsu Chiwo, Chöla Kyabsu Chiwo, Kendunla Kyabsu Chiwo. I take refuge in the Guru, I take refuge in the Buddha, I take refuge in the Dharma, I take refuge in the Sangha. And continuous, oh, sorry. The continuous light and nectar flow from this great refuge field, illuminating your mind, cleansing your body, energizing your system. Feel that your life force and merits are increasing. All your energy replenished, your merits refueled, your life force restored. Feel completely under the protection of the three jewels of refuge. And especially feel under the protection of the vast array of Sangha, our closest friends. I take refuge in the Guru, the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha. I take refuge in the Guru, the Buddha, the Dharma. In the Guru, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. And so then for the absorption, very gently the lineage grooves absorb one by one into the main figure. And absorb into your guru all the bodhisattvas and the Buddhas dissolve into your guru's heart. And your guru absorbs into the heart of the Buddha, but without dissolving into light, keeping his light body form. Shakyamuni Buddha comes gently to the crown of your head, turning to face the same direction as you, and dissolve into light, into your crown, coming to rest at your heart. And meditate on the emptiness of the eye. And then from this transcendental wisdom bliss, meditating on emptiness, realizing emptiness, and through the power of your bodhicitta, you spontaneously arise into a form to continue helping sentient beings. And then we can recite a short dedication prayer. So that can be on the page 36 of the prayer book. You are dear in your door, darling. Lama Sangye, draw your name. Draw my cheek, young Mawlu Pong. Devi sao go bong shu chang chu sam chu ring po chi ma kien pa na kien gyu chi kien nyam pa me con en ri con du go wo shu po the long life praying for His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Come rear away, go away, shing come dear, send on dear one, home, shway, ne, chen re, si guam, and ten zin, gya so yi, sha pe, si ten, ba, du, ten, gyo, chi. And also dedicating for the very swift return of our precious guru, Kyabjeso Rinpoche. In whatever form, may he swiftly return to continue his great work of teaching us sentient beings, and dedicating for all of your own Dharma success without any obstacles, and that in turn we can contribute to the ultimate success and happiness of all the sentient beings.